This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Want to start with some good news before we get into everything, starting with the DCC and fun Saturday, packed. You had to have your patience pill, but listen, you want every charity event, and this one has just caught fire, and it was great. University of Miami folks to the Miami Dolphin folks and Stuart Miller and his gang, such a big part of it at Lennar, and everything else. Everybody else that was there to make it first class, just like Sylvester. So a lot of good stuff. Wanted to start with that before we get into all the news, including the Heat last night. Once again, had a lead going into the fourth, and they just couldn't hold it, man. Just could not hold it. Getting outscored in that fourth quarter, 35-20. And 26-29 back in action tonight in Atlanta, and then coming home for a whole bunch of home games. 9 of the next 10 at home, so they have a chance. But yeah, not good. Tyler Hero actually had a three last night to tie it up at 109, but couldn't hold it. Milwaukee kind of closed it out there, hitting big shots, and that was it. We've got a bunch of stuff going on to get to here this morning, too, that we're going to be hitting on. This Tyreek Hill, a lot of Tyreek Hill stuff going on. And I was shocked. There's a lot of chatter. Well, I'm not really shocked. I don't think he's going anywhere. Before we get into any of this stuff with Tyreek Hill this morning, I don't believe Tyreek Hill's going anywhere. I don't. He's got a lot of guaranteed money for the next 2 years. If we do get rid of him, I just want to start with this. Then you got another hole on your team, which has lots of holes right now, more holes than we've had in the last 3 or 4 years. Team looked really good a couple years ago, in 11-win season, and went to Kansas City. It didn't work out, and last year, of course, didn't go well. So you just can't afford to lose Tyreek. And I know there's a lot of rumors and people are going to try to trade for him, and Commanders might offer you a second and a fifth in this draft and give Jaden Daniels another deep threat and all that stuff. Then on top of that, Tyreek Hill comes out. Now we're seeing a big wrap around his wrist, but nobody knows. It's typical Tyreek, right? Typical Tyreek just kind of like shows up with something and goes, oh, okay. Wow, well, what's that all about? Drew, I don't know. I mean, I can't comment on. So everything with him, just nothing's ever like just in order. Like I'm going to get something done. We hear stuff, and I'm going to be really honest with you, because the Tyreek stuff is just getting old. It has. It's gotten and whatever. He's a great. He's been a really, really. He was great. He was great till last year, and things didn't go well. Not all his fault. But this wrist thing that he complained about, I get to games early, and I've said this before. If you got a bad wrist, and I see it wrapped up every game, and I see it not trying to make behind-the-back catches on deep throws when Odell and everybody was doing the entertainment for warm-ups for the fans, trying to make you know, crazy catches. And like guys that have a bad wrist don't go behind the back trying to catch the ball in the end zone with behind their back with a bad wrist. Tip of a football. Just listen, you common sense, you don't do that. So I don't know how bad it is. I don't know how bad it was at the end of the year. Only he knows. I don't know if he had it operated on. Nobody knows, man. Nobody knows. I'm guessing the team knows, but excuse me, nobody else knows at this point. So that's out there. We got the combine. Actually, speaking of the combine, which will be this Thursday until Monday, we're going to have Xavier Restrepo join us this morning. We'll talk to Strep. Talk to him a little bit as he gets set as one of the top wide receivers in the draft. And I'm guessing that 40-yard dash, I don't know if he's going to run it at the combine or wait till pro day, but we'll. That's a big one. You know, it's funny, some guys, like, he's done everything, and I'm talking to some guys, but really want to see what he runs in the 40.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
So I was thinking, yeah, but the dude's always open. Like, he runs by everybody. He gets as much separation as anybody, no matter how fast they are in college football. If you've watched Restrepo play, he's always open. He is always open and gave Cam Ward a nice target to throw to throughout the year with the great numbers that he was able to put up. So, we'll talk to Strep coming up later on in the show about all that stuff. We've got all kinds. Paul Maurice going to join us this morning. They came back and had a 2-1 loss to Seattle. And, of course, the big news there is Matthew Tkachuk is out and is week to week. Not day to day, but week to week. I'm kind of curious to see what exactly that's going to look like. And what will end up happening, of course, all the talk about, you know, key guys getting hurt and missing games when you're, you know, getting yourself set up for the Stanley Cup and making a run in the playoffs and all those things that take place. We got all kinds of Canes news to get to. Jai Lucas, Duke assistant, top guy, associate head coach there is, it's a great get. It is a great get for the University of Miami basketball team. This guy has been involved in some of the biggest programs in the country. And you can't, I mean, he's seen how it's supposed to run. He's dealt with every guy. He's now been in the NIL world for a couple of years. It's a great time to get a young guy that's been in great programs, knows where to go. I understand he's not going to be recruiting for Duke. He's going to be recruiting for Miami, which is a different deal. We all understand that. But I think it's a good hire. Good hire for a guy that is young and knows how to play the game, knows what it looks like, knows even though you get great players, you got to still get them to play together. And Duke, and one of the schools he's been at and is at right now, is one of those schools that's got a chance to win it all. And, of course, Cooper Flagg, who's been great, will be in town, by the way, tomorrow as Duke will be taking on University of Miami. Get to see what everybody seems to believe will be the number one pick in the NBA draft. I don't know what all the players overseas look like. I don't know what they look like in France, where France's big guys seem to be getting drafted a lot over here. But he's one hell of a player, for sure. And if anybody's going to knock an SEC school out of the big tournament coming up, it's going to be Duke. It will be that Duke team, which looks really, really good right now. Besides all that stuff, there's the Kevin Beard stuff out there, too. The wide receiver coach, spring football starts next Monday. Matter of fact, we're going to be out there a week from today. We're going to be at Coral Gables. Working on it last night, Woody. Working on it last night with the engineers and stuff. Sometimes you just got to go directly to the engineers to try to get some stuff worked out. So hopefully we'll get that done and be able to go get out there and spend the day with those guys as they get set. Man, I'll tell you what. Football, college football, is getting to be a little bit like the NFL. You start looking at what they have now and what they do. That thing never sleeps. With this transfer portal, college football never sleeps. Never sleeps. I heard something I didn't know. I've been walking around about a dummy, and more stuff keeps popping up about different windows for the transfer portal. I just heard, and if somebody out there can tell me if it's true or not, never made sense. So when I come from California, where JUCOs were back in the 70s. I don't know when it changed, but junior college guys, just to be fair, a lot of guys went to junior college that weren't very good students in high school. Just to be honest, just to be brutally honest about this thing. Or nobody wanted them, late developers, but still wanted to play. They go to junior college, and the junior college system throughout the state of California used to be huge. From up in Northern California all the way down to Southern California, there were tons of JUCO football programs that were really good. And a lot of guys were just going there to play football. There were a lot of guys said, I don't want to go to school. I don't want to be forced to go to class. I want to go to junior college, where if you've been to a junior college, they tell me it's pretty easy sliding through and playing. So a lot of guys did that. A lot of guys went 2 years junior college and were ready, came right in, played basically 2 years. Some guys played a year, and they turned pro. So now I find out you can go to junior college for 2 years. It doesn't even count as eligibility as your 4 years of eligibility. So it's got to be like this for every sport. I'm just talking about football right now. But what a mess. What a friggin' mess. So you go warm up, go to junior college, get all warmed up in a sport. Somebody sees you and goes, hey, this kid's pretty good in any sport. They take you, or you maybe go to a smaller school. But junior college years don't count. Man. That was a crazy one. Yeah, it used to be you played junior college. All right, there's one of your 4 years gone. Oh, okay, you stayed a second year. Oh, that's your second year gone. Now you have 3 years to, because there was a 5 year that we called it the red shirt year, which now has changed. It's it's a different system, man. And I just heard this the other night. I'd heard it before, and a coach said, yeah, that's the deal now. I don't know when they changed that. Somebody has to let me know. Every day, man, you come in the new world of college sports, and I don't know when it changed, but the JUCO thing has, I guess, what do we call JUCO now when you go decide to go to JUCO, junior colleges? Just go out and play. Stay if you want to keep that dream alive, and hopefully somebody from a bigger school will find you, and your grades are okay, and will get you in. A lot of nutty stuff. All right, hey, we got a big show for you coming up this morning. A lot of...
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.